not greedy for sordid gain, me eschro care thee. The priest must avoid dishonest gain. The love of money wounds the center of our vitality, our souls, our lives, and may overthrow our ministry. Jesus calls mammon a master, not because of its nature, but on account of the wretchedness of those who bow themselves beneath it. However, the welfare and dignity of the clergy should be of primary concern to the church. Many churches have formed policy guidelines for basic minimum monthly stipend and benefits for full-time pastors as economic conditions have changed and as new circumstances have arisen. They have established permanent commission to review and monitor all clergy benefits to ensure that sufficient funding exists to pay anticipated benefits for retiring clergy and to offer the best possible insurance and saving plans. The clergy compensation policy attempts should be the guidelines for parish councils to make informed decisions about salaries and personal matters. The priest should be hospitable, philoxenon, lover of strangers. In his pastoral love, the priest should not be forgetful of hospitality, because the hospitable washes the saint's feet. There are many aspects of this hospitality, especially helping widows, looking after orphans and the needy, rescuing the servants of God from necessities, bearing insolence, encouraging those who are sick in soul, honoring the aged, not casting those who have fallen into sin from the faith, but turning them back and restoring them to peace of mind, hospitable to visitors, travelers, and the newcomers to the church.